This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
Welcome to your Monday edition of the Ned and Josh podcast. Great to have you here. Look, I'm sorry, I'm distracted, and it's by something we're going to talk about on the podcast. So that's good. But I just suffered such a devastating Wordle loss this morning. Where I
six
guesses. It's the most guessing I've ever had to do in Wordle.
Do you think either one of us will ever not get it? Do you think we will?
It hasn't happened yet. But I mean, at the same time, that will probably. Now you're freaking me out, because that's the only way this could be more devastating is if I didn't get it in the six.
Maybe that's it, because me and producer Michael are doing it. Maybe the first person to not get it doesn't get to do it anymore.
No! Who am I without Wordle at this point? And so I don't know anymore.
I'm a Wordle of a man. I tried to get Josh to fall asleep in 2 minutes. It was a fail-safe army technique.
Yep.
That failed.
I got very, very relaxed. Yeah. I'll say that much.
But that's kind of because you have an awful sleeping habit.
Yeah, no, I just really, really will just fall asleep at the drop of a hat. Plus, also, we took a little bit of a look at how long needs to go by on a calendar year before people don't have to ask you about your Christmas anymore.
Yeah, it's like a nicety, but...
I think February, but we got specific, and I'll tell you why, all in this edition of the Ned and Josh podcast. Enjoy.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Now, Ned, something that is slowly but surely taking over the globe is Wordle.
Yes, correct.
It's the word-based guessing game where you get a new word every day. The whole world is trying to solve the same word.
Yeah.
And the best thing I can equate it to is kind of like Wheel of Fortune. Like you get one letter at a time, and if you get it perfectly, you get to know exactly where the letter is in the word. If you only get a letter but it's in the wrong spot, they tell you that, and so you have to guess again by, you know, the letters. You have to move them in different orders.
It's also similar to Sudoku, but with letters, because you're going to try to figure out like the... I don't know. Anyway, it's just like a brain buster that you have to do every day. Everyone's trying to figure out the same word.
I'll be honest, you're either into this now or you're not.
Yeah.
So the explanation won't matter. But this is tough for me to talk about because I have been on a 3-guess streak since I discovered Wordle midway through last week.
Yeah.
This has been a personal mission for me to make sure that I... show up everyone in my life at Wordle.
Yeah.
This unbelievable need to brag about my Wordle prowess.
Mm.
It's bizarre because I'm now just telling people about the game so that I can then rub it in their face and I'm good at the game.
And it takes a while to get good at the game as well. So you're introducing people to then immediately smack them down.
My good morning texts to my girlfriend are now more just insults. Yeah. Like, good luck with this one.
Yeah,
and showing
rough.
Her how I've gone with Wordle. Like, today for me was a 6 guess, which is the worst you can do at Wordle.
Well, no, the worst you can do is
don't get the word.
And you did get it in 6, which is still, but it's certainly not impressive.
Yeah, no, I
got it in 5, which is still also not impressive, but yeah, it was rough today.
Oh, mate. You've been quite good at it. I've come back down to earth.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how arrogant I was. This is an excerpt from our show's group chat where we plan everything with you, me, and producer Michael. Yesterday, Michael said, this is a quote from Michael, I basically use my first 3 as testers to see what the letters are around, then start properly working it out from there. My response to Michael there, for me, I'm considering more than 3 guesses as abject failure, so I cannot allow myself those luxuries.
Yeah.
Today, 6.
6. So... this is a lesson in hubris.
You just cannot fly too close to the sun. And if you are flying close to the sun, don't yell, hey, look at me. I'm flying real close to the sun, aren't I?
Cool. That was actually, at the end of the day, Icarus at least wasn't like, watch this. Yeah. Look at me go, guys. He just kind of did it. And obviously,
worse than Icarus is what we're saying. And I really was. This is just an absolute lesson in humility for me this morning.
You know what's sad though is that tomorrow you'll be the exact same. You're not going to learn a lesson from this. You'll be arrogant just tomorrow as long as you get it in 3.
I'm going to go on Twitter and cheat tomorrow so I can guess it first go.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, I saw something in the toilet of the guy's toilet the other day that I was like, huh, I've never really thought about this before, but what a weird thing that we've just all gotten on board with.
Yeah.
And it's the way that we name and market men's beauty and health products.
Oh, yeah.
So I found it was a tub of used hair gel or like wax or clay or whatever you want to call it. All that needs to be called is the brand.
Yep.
And then, hey, it's hair wax.
One I used to use when I was a kid was called Goop.
Yeah. Mine was called Headgear.
Headgear is cool. Kind of like, yeah, like a football helmet in America type thing. Yeah,
and that's
like
honestly
that.
How hard it made my hair. So maybe they knew what they were doing. This one is just, and it's like a bunch of them are like this. And it's, I think it's getting worse. So maybe calling it out will stop it. But Dominate hair clay.
Yeah,
straight out of bed, ready for the day.
Yeah,
cool. Fortified hair cement.
I will say this. My hair does look best straight out of bed.
Yeah, I know.
But then when I have a shower, I can never make my hair look like that.
Look,
so
I'm not
maybe this is what I need. I don't know.
Bedhead is a good thing to sell.
Yeah.
But to call it
there
Dominate.
There is one called that, I think.
It is, yeah, 100%. But to call it Dominate hair, fortified hair cement.
I know exactly what you're saying because mine is called Uppercut.
That's what I mean.
I'm like, why are the names of everything so aggressive?
That's what I want to talk about. Why do we have to name everything that's like put on our bodies or like rubbed onto our faces or worn? It's got to be like the most aggressive thing ever.
It sounds like
Lynx Body Destroyer.
It sounds like a wrestler's finishing move.
Yes.
Like everything sounds like the sidewalk slam or the Bronco Buster or whatever. Like everything is a finishing maneuver.
Once I would just like to go to the shop, go and buy some soap. Then it's like, this soap will make it so you don't smell awful. And that's it.
The problem with this, though, is that is just terrible marketing.
Of course.
I don't know what the answer is, but you coming out and just going, this will make you smell nice.
Yeah.
And that's great.
And isn't that fun?
That doesn't grab my attention.
Don't know.
A Formula One car zooming past with somebody spraying deodorant as it goes past. Yeah. That gets my attention.
The name of this hairspray is just a burnout. The sound of a burnout, guys.
That's some hairspray I need to check out.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
I'm sunburned at the moment, actually.
Are you a bit sunburned?
Do you want to see how sunburned?
Yeah, go.
Was this from Saturday?
Oh, is this from yesterday? Yeah, you are pretty sunburned.
Yesterday, yep.
Yeah, I was too hungover to go outside for most of yesterday, by the time I went out, it was nice.
Yeah, you tan up, like quick.
Yeah.
So, you see the sunburn that you just saw on my body.
Yeah.
How long do you think I was in the sun for?
Half an hour.
10 minutes.
Yeah,
That was me laying on a towel by the pool for 10 minutes.
Yep. Got a sunscreen up.
Slips I really need to. Or go outside more. One or the other. I can't go from zero to sun in like two seconds.
You've got to take it a little easier on your body. But Josh, look, I'm a little bit sad because I have seen news everywhere that after 25 years and over 250 episodes, Arthur is coming to an end. And I see. That's right, this Arthur. I used to love Arthur as a kid. It was a great song. It was, despite the fact that I couldn't just remember it at all, it was one of my favorite songs to sing as a kid. Like, it was,
the theme song does slap, actually.
Yeah, it really goes off. But, it's apparently coming to an end. Apparently, they'll be wrapping it up in February, and they will be live streaming it on YouTube and also putting it on some other TV show. Look, they also are going to do like a flash forward to seeing them as like adults. Like you'll see, because they've been kids for 25 years. So now they'll be like, oh, I'm old.
They're going to end it Harry Potter style with all of them as adults on platform 9 3/4.
Literally how they describe it in this article as well.
They say they're going to end it with the Harry Potter way.
Deathly Hallows Part 2 style. Look, I'm upset about this. Obviously, it's not good. He was my favorite aardvark, probably because he was the only one I knew. Yeah. But I also thought that they stopped making Arthur in like 2005.
Yeah, you could not have assumed there was a world where Arthur was still still in production.
Exactly right. It just seems bizarre to me that Arthur seems like it was perfect for the time that it was around, for me at least. Yeah. It was like the late 90s, early noughties. It was like, hey, learn some stuff about your friends, be nicer to each other. If you have
kind
a younger sister.
Kind of works for every time.
It does, and that's what I'm now realizing that it doesn't. It just applied to me because I was a child. I'm trying to find an episode list now, because at this point, what actually could they be talking about?
Think about it. This went from being, I remember the intro where DW used to watch Arthur go through a comic.
Mm.
Now they're going to live stream the last episode on YouTube. I'd say that a bit's happened in the time since the show started.
It's
and
changed
now
a little bit.
Okay,
you want it? This is the episode one of the latest season that's come out.
Oh, so what kind of things are they doing?
Yeah. Buster's Uncle Bob tells him a spooky bedtime story about an encounter with a mysterious creature called the Luca Bunny.
Okay,
so the same kind of stuff,
it's a kid's show. Yeah, it's a kid's show.
I don't know why I thought it was going to be like Buster fixes his mum's iPad and then goes to school and gets a job or something.
Accidentally ignores the in-app purchase warning and runs up an $8,000 credit card bill. Yeah, stuff like that. I hated Arthur.
Did you hate Arthur?
I hated that show.
Why?
I'm happy to hear the demise of it. I hated that show.
I cannot believe this.
And it's strange because I know I'm unique in that. Like, most kids love Arthur.
Why didn't you? Did you not like
it
the
was
shape of him?
Boring. Oh. Like, I just found the show so boring. Like,
yeah, I guess, but like,
I don't know. I can't explain it any better than that. Everything about it bored me to tears. I hated DW.
Yeah, well, that was the point.
Yeah, I know.
You were meant to hate DW.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I hated Angelica and the Rugrats. In like a good way. Yeah. In like she's a great antagonist.
She's a villain.
DW was just annoying.
No, that's all she was meant to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she was just meant to be an annoying little sister.
I had an annoying little sister, so I didn't need to watch a show about it.
Well,
I was living it.
Yeah. I had two that looked identical. How do you think I felt?
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Ned, just taking a little bit of a look here at some of the weirder news to come across the desk this morning.
Yeah.
There is a company, is sort of like a restaurant coming out that have gone, what we're going to do is sell you your sauces on the side.
Yeah.
Very common. Yeah. Very, very common.
Especially here in Australia.
Yeah. Oh, they love it. In America, you can essentially get a paint, a Dulux paint thing. Full of sauce for free. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
It's the way the world should work.
But, yeah, here, and also over in the UK, by the looks of things, you can get, say, some garlic sauce as a side to what you want, which is fantastic, unless it rocks up in a cardboard box. So somebody has just gone, we're out of the little containers that hold sauce, just whack 250 mils of garlic sauce in a cardboard box.
So they didn't fill the cardboard up, up. It's just literally a portion of sauce in a massive cardboard box.
The best way to describe it is it looks like a, your stereotypical Chinese takeaway container. Like it's got the little, the fold on the top.
Right.
But it's just full of garlic sauce.
Surely,
I love the creativity that like the shortages of things at the moment are causing. That's it's my favorite. It's actually the only positive part about the shortages of everything. I'm like, people are getting really creative.
Yeah, people are having to figure it out. But I also like, it's just like people who probably would never get to use these kind of containers usually. So, because I used to work in a coffee shop and there were cups that I never got to use except for the times that I did, and it was so much fun.
Yeah,
it
right.
was like they were like little shot glasses, and it would only get to use them if someone ordered like a baby chino or like a piccolo latte or whatever, and I'd be like, oh,
I get to use the little cup,
a fun container.
I get to feel like a giant with a tiny little coffee cup.
I know that there would be, not everyone, don't get wrong, not everyone, but there would be some people out there going like, this is a bit of fun.
I would like to give a special shout out to the store that absolutely does this the most, where they just use a container that's
a random container,
obviously meant for something, but they're out of that container, so now they use it for other things, and that would be Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
The amount of times I've gotten popcorn chicken and it's just been in a go bucket for no reason. I'm like, oh, they're out of the popcorn chicken boxes.
Yeah.
Like, they have boxes for everything.
Yeah.
And when they run out of that box, time to improvise.
It's so bizarre because I've gotten like a Zinger box meal in a bucket. And I'm like, it's a Zinger box.
Nope.
You've unfortunately boxed yourselves into a corner by putting the shape of which it's going to arrive to me in the name of the order.
These delivery shortages continue and you're going to be able to order a Zinger container meal. It will be in some form of
a
container.
Zinger lid meal.
We don't know what, but it'll be in some form of container.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Ned. Some great news, some really, really great news from the ANU. They've done a study. Apparently, the best place to live in Australia for life expectancy is the Australian Capital Territory.
You love to see it. You do love to hear it. And you love to see it. Yeah, that's fantastic.
85.9 years for females
mm-hmm.
and 82.1 years for males in the ACT.
I'd be pretty stoked with 82.
82 as a... At least I guaranteed, should be guaranteed to at least get to this.
Yeah.
Very happy with that.
Yeah, no,
because,
I'm happy
about it. It gives the opportunity to go much longer.
Yeah.
There's also the opportunity to unfortunately be the stat and not get to 80. But I'm being positive. I'm like, at least I'm going to get to 82 and then maybe I'll be a miracle and get to like 99 or something like that.
The way I think about it is I'm 27.
Yeah.
In 3 years, I'll be 30.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Add 50 years to
amazing.
That and I'll be 80.
Amazing.
There's no chance that by that time, but within 50 years' time, from 3 years from now, I'll still be like, God, I should get around to doing this.
Well, this
I
is
think
exactly,
I'll have done everything.
This is exactly what I wanted to ask you about. So 85.9 years for females, 82.1 years for males. And in Australia, that's 85.3 years on average for females and 81.2 years for
males.
So in the ACT, you nearly, as a male, get a full other year.
Yeah.
Like, you basically get another year. The gap is less significant for female statistics, but yeah, for guys, nearly a full other year just from living in the ACT. And this is where the stats have gotten interesting, because it's increased hugely over the last 2 years because they reckon because of lockdowns.
Yeah,
so it's gone up by like 0.7 years.
Wow.
Because in the last 2 years, which is funny what can happen when you just stay inside.
Yeah,
you eliminate
yeah.
a lot of danger for yourself, I guess.
This is also, now I'm realizing, and now we've spoken about it for like 2 minutes, awful news. The stats aren't going to be the same in 50 years.
Well, who knows?
Also, are we going to live in Canberra in 50 years? Is it the second you leave, is you die
here
earlier?
Here is my question, though. I didn't want to go down this existential path. I wanted to ask you anything you'd plan to do with your extra 6 months?
Can you
think of anything that you were like, I won't ever get around to that because I don't have enough time on this little blue ball that we all live on?
Yeah.
Or now that you've got, like, in your case, potentially an extra year, can you sort of sit there and think of anything?
I'll wait till I'm 81 and then I'll enjoy my life. And from 81 to 82, you'll never see a happier retiree in your life.
I've actually got something if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
Because I thought about this morning. I was like, what's something that I always thought that'd be cool to know how to do and I'm never, ever going to learn how to do it? I just don't have enough time. I'd actually love to learn to play the harp. You ever see someone pluck at a harp and you're like, that's amazing. How does that make noise? How do they do that? That's incredible.
You'll look like an angel. I would love old, decrepit man playing the harp. You'll seem like you're one of God's angels.
Well,
St. Peter, is that you?
I was going to say, but the rough age that I would be, maybe. I'm just practicing.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Josh, TikTok, producing the goods nowadays, it's just a content mining machine. You can find whatever you want on TikTok. You can find pottery TikTok. You can find, I don't know, beating TikTok. You can also find military TikTok.
Yeah.
Which is where I have found something that is kind of being quoted as a mind-blowing sleep technique. This guy used to be in the military and he's like, this is the technique that they would give like pilots and stuff who need to be at like 100%.
Yeah.
They need to sleep. They need to completely turn their brains off so that they can fly at 100% capacity.
Yep.
He was like, it does say that you need to practice this every night for 6 weeks to get it happening. To get it done in 2 minutes. But apparently this is a fail-safe way to fall asleep. He's like,
even if there's
loud music. He's like, if there's loud stuff going on, he's like, as a soldier, you kind of need to be able to fall asleep wherever. So
my next-door neighbor has actually just moved in, new next-door neighbor.
Yeah.
And I also didn't realize that he was running a THX-certified IMAX theater next door. So that's right on my bedroom wall. So I probably could use this.
Yeah, perfect.
Loud music is certainly something I'm dealing with at the moment.
Well, do you want to see? Well, I mean, technically, I should be able to put you to sleep in 2 minutes. If you're up for it and you go along with the things I'm saying, then.
Do you have to practice for 6 weeks or can I just try this now?
I'll be honest, I don't think you're going to fall asleep in 2 minutes.
Okay.
I think you do need to practice, but let's see how we go.
I mean, this is your talk break. There's a very good chance I could fall asleep.
Okay. First of all, piss off. To start, take some deep breaths and start.
Okay, I'll do this.
Start relaxing.
Should I put on any music? Should I put on some nice music?
No, it doesn't take
me. Okay.
I mean, you can if you want.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Take some deep breaths and start relaxing each part of your body from head to toe.
I've heard this before. This is how you do mindfulness as well.
Start by relaxing the muscles in your forehead, then your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, and focus on your breathing.
Finally fell over.
Now go to your neck, your back. Oh my God, what is this? I don't think you're going to fall asleep, make sure your shoulders are not tensed up. Drop them as low as you can. You seem like you're already doing that. All right, now take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. I think that was it. Relax your chest, your stomach, down to your thighs, your legs, and your feet. All right? Now, here you can think of one of these.
Relax your feet.
They're already pretty relaxed. It's like they're on the ground. It's fine.
I've never thought about actively trying to relax my feet.
Good point. Now you have to think of one of these two scenarios. I'll give them both to you and you can figure out which one works more for you. One, you're lying in a canoe on a calm lake with nothing but a clear blue sky above you. Okay, so not that one.
Not that one.
Two, you're lying in a black velvet hammock in a pitch black room. Ooh. That one's more for you, I think.
How I just hit my hand.
If at any point you start getting distracted, repeat the words inside your head. Don't think, don't think, don't think for 10 seconds.
Don't think. Yep.
If you practice this every night for 6 weeks, apparently 96% of people who do this can master it and fall asleep within 2 minutes.
How do you feel? You know, I believe you because I nearly fell asleep just then, but I also wake up at like 4:30. So
you and I are bad
test subjects.
I
literally fall asleep at any given point. I'll be at a loved one's funeral and falling asleep. That's probably my lot in life at the moment.
This
is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever think I'll set my clocks fast so that I get ready more on time?
No, but my clock in my car is 2 minutes quick. So when I'm on the way to work and I'm like, oh, I'm so late. I'm like, oh, no, I am late, but...
I've done it before in my life, and the problem is you forget how much faster you made the clock, so you start thinking you have all this time.
Yeah.
I'm just very lazy. speaking of time, I had a great time last night catching up with some friends of mine who I hadn't seen before Christmas. There were 8 of us at the table, all just having a bit of a chinwag. And the thing here is, love these people, love having chats to them. Great meal as well. It was fantastic. I don't need to spend a whole bunch of time talking about Christmas on the 24th of January. But, and this is no one's fault, because I ask questions about Christmas as well, but we were into like a 5-minute discussion on how everyone's Christmas was, and I was like, it's too late. Yeah. It's too late. We're done. We're into the year. Yeah. Like, what are your plans for the public holiday? What are your plans for Easter? Like, there are other... We're too far gone from Christmas now. Do you think, or do you think it's still, if you haven't seen somebody since Christmas... perfectly fine. Because I did it. I was asked about my Christmas, then I asked other people about their Christmas. And I was thinking during the conversation, I'm like, this is weird. This was like a month ago. Christmas was a full month ago now.
It's what you said, though. It's like, it is... If it's the first time you've caught up since Christmas, it just sucks when it's like two. This is it. Once you get into February, no one's asking you about your Christmas.
I think we've got to say, that maybe... It's like it in February?
Month. Yeah, it's like in February... It's the same as New Year's plans. It's like no one really knows or cares about your New Year's plans, but they will ask you up until, I think, the 30th of January.
Yeah,
and then after that, it's like, well, it was too long ago. Who cares?
The holiday month is kind of January. Once that's over, it's like, no. We're all into business now. No one's accidentally writing the wrong date on paper anymore. Yeah. Like, we're into business. So no more asking about the holiday month.
I'll extend it out if you have an insane story to tell me.
So if something awesome happened for Christmas.
If I go to you like, how was your Christmas? Yeah, I know. Oh, it was good. Catching up with the family. Great food. Had a bit too much to drink and then had a nap in the afternoon. Great. I've heard that. I've heard that a million times before. If you're like, Grandma Cheryl climbed up onto the roof with a glider and flew 500 meters into the ocean. Yep. It was the most insane thing I've ever seen. It was like Evel Knievel being reborn.
Went to my Uncle Peter's house, and we were all very, very surprised to see that he had an underground shipping container that he'd buried full of fireworks.
Yeah.
And we all just had a little mini fireworks display.
I want to hear stuff like that.
That would be incredible. Yeah, you can talk about that up until April.
Do it till next Christmas.
Oh, no, honestly, still probably April. Yeah. I don't want to hear about Christmas in April, no matter what happens.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Tell you what, Ned, it was a great weekend, lots of fun, but there was a moment over the weekend where I'm like, okay, I probably want to talk about this on the show, but not just that, but you and I probably need to discuss this just to get a little bit of a consensus going.
Yeah.
A friend was telling me relentlessly about the movie June with Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya and Oscar Isaacs. It's a big, big movie at the moment, going on and on and on about it.
Well, it's like Star Wars, except better. Is the way it's been explained to me. It's like Star Wars, but more world building.
I don't think I even need to see it now. It's been explained to me in that much excruciating detail.
Yes.
But the problem I have with this is I've been seeing everything about this movie for the last few months. This has been a big movie as it came out. Everyone loves Timothée Chalamet. Everyone loves Zendaya. And the movie itself apparently is phenomenal. But the movie with an American accent is called Dune.
Yes.
Not June.
Oh,
but in Australia, like with the accent we have, like what would you call sand dunes?
Sand dunes.
So the movie's called June.
Yeah, June.
But it's not called that. It's called Dune.
Well, because June is July.
Every time anybody mentions it in an interview or somebody talks about the box office numbers, it's Dune.
Dune.
Can we just say Dune?
Yeah.
Because I feel stupid saying June for something that everyone else is calling Dune.
I mean, I don't even know how that started, us saying Dune instead of Dune.
Well, British English, I guess. But like, here's the thing I have with this too. We've got a massive problem on the way. Jackass 4 is about to come out. Ugh. And every time I say that, I've like got somebody go, oh, it's Jackass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, Jackass. It's Jackass.
Yeah.
Like,
Jackass.
Can we say Jackass? I don't think so, because I do say Jackass.
My parents always used to call me on it. First of all, they never let me watch it.
Yeah,
but when
right.
I did watch it, I'm like, oh, I watched this on Jackass. They're like, Jackass.
Jackass.
I'm like, look at how awkward that was coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Jackass.
Yeah.
It's like you've changed words halfway through the words.
But we are saying it wrong compared to the way it's said by everyone in the movie.
Yeah.
Can we just say some words with an American accent without fear of reprisals from this point forward?
Surely.
Every time I do it around my pop, Oh, instant correction.
Yeah.
I don't speak like an American. What are you doing? So I'm like, consuming all their media. That's what I'm doing. I'm spending all my time watching nothing but American media.
I'm watching TV and I'm on Facebook. It's impossible to avoid.
I'll tell you the word I want.
Yeah.
If I can pick a word.
Okay.
Obviously,
oh, okay, yeah.
Dune, jackass, all that stuff, fine, whatever. The word I want is stupid.
Wait, like an American.
I want to be able to say stupid.
Yeah, you're stupid.
Stupid is more fun to say than stupid.
Yeah.
But every time you say it, someone gives you the look of like, yeah, we don't say it that way.
Yeah,
we say stupid.
I'd like if we started saying valley like Americans. Valley.
Actually, I don't even know why I'm having this conversation. The one I want is Z. I'm sick of being corrected to Z.
It's not Zed.
I grew up on Sesame Street. It's Z, all right? Let's just go with that officially.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.